Hey, it's Catherine, and I wanted to talk a little bit about how I came out and how I became this gloriously fabulous queer individual that I am today. So, to start, I'm not sure I have just one coming out story. You know, it's been a lifelong process, and I think it's that way for many people. It's not just all the new people that come in and out of my life, but there's the ways I've changed identities over the years. And each of these shifts has required a new coming out, in a sense. So when I was a kid, I never really felt straight, although I didn't have a word for it. You know, for me, I thought gay was the same as being a hairdresser. That was the only point of reference I had. But when I was a teenager, I crushed out madly and deeply on my best friend. I didn't tell her, at least not right away, but I didn't date boys either. This was the late 1970s in rural Ontario, and I was pretty much asexual for most of high school. To be honest, I didn't think anybody wanted to date me, but I did have a fierce fantasy life. And my fantasy life wasn't really organized around the gender of the participants, but around kink and BDSM. I was also really into the local punk scene, and for me, sexuality and anger merged really well in the music I listened to.
Well, you tried it just for once, find it alright for kinks, but now you find out that it's a habit that sticks, and you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines, so your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans, and you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. But you still keep a beat and you meet to pulp, and you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're Kiki Casanova, you're no Joseph Pizza. Live on a fucking yourself to death. Orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict.
In the early 80s, I moved to Ottawa for university, and I met my first gay friends, and they took me along to a GPAC meeting, and GPAC stood for Gay People at Carleton. Around the same time, I became a women's studies major. I came out as a feminist, and then as a lesbian feminist, and then as a lesbian separatist. I started spelling woman, W-O-M-A-N, with a Y, W-O-M-Y-N, to take the man out of our name, and I was pretty strident and passionate about creating and honoring women-only spaces. I used to go to women's dances in the local community, women-only swim time at the gym, and in one of my classes, I even refused to take questions from male students after one of my seminar presentations.
And by my heart, the I woman. And by my eye, the I.
At the time, I was sleeping with my roommate, and she didn't identify as gay at the time. We were pretty much inseparable, and I was walking across campus with my dad one day, and he said, "You know, with Jay in your life, you don't really need a boyfriend." And then this look came over his face, and he realized what he'd said, and he turned to me, and he said, "Oh, you don't need a boyfriend." And that's how I came out to my dad. At the same time, I was also discovering my kinky side, and that happened through the book Coming to Power, which was one of the first books on lesbian BDSM. I remember that there was this huge uproar at our women's center about having the book on the shelf, as lots of people in the collective thought that it advocated violence against women. But being a feminist and being a masochist were never a contradiction for me. Right away, I felt at home in the kink community. I soon went out looking for someone to explore this interest with, and I found her at the Ottawa Women's Bookstore, where she used to hang out with her best friend, who worked there. And we were together for 8 years, and we even got married. Some of the highlights of those years were marching in my first Pride Parade in Toronto, organizing and throwing my first kink play party in Ottawa, and publishing this amazing zine of smart, kinky, and creative writing and art called Smacks. So my relationships in my 20s were with women, and I was proudly lesbian, but underneath it all, my fantasies always involved both genders. But the thing is, this is not something that's judged in the kink community. Kinky people aren't as judgy as everyone else. They're open to all the permutations and variations of individual human desire. I think it's why I fit in so well there. In my late 20s, I met Felix, who identifies as female-to-male transgendered, and I fell head over heels in love with him. And my lesbian identity started to fade away. I adopted the label queer, which to me encompassed my relationships with trans men, as well as with women. Now, Felix and I were only together for a few years, but they were pretty awesome years, and my family and friends totally accepted Felix as a man, as did his, and coming out in a relationship with a man, a transgendered man, was pretty easy. So, after that relationship, I spent quite a few years as a singleton, as Bridget Jones would say, but about a year and a half ago, I asked myself if I was going to continue on this path of celibacy, or take some, you know, personal and emotional chances and start dating again. And once I decided to start dating, I thought I would give dating men a chance. And this wasn't easy at the age of 48, because all my important relationships had been with women or with trans men. And in a sense, it felt like coming out all over again. But I placed an ad looking for a kinky, dominant man who would also be gentle with me. And I met him. So now I had to come out to my family as dating a man, and not only that, but we're in an open relationship. I prefer the term polyamorous. So what this means basically is we both have other romantic and or sexual partners. So my family's reaction has been, I don't know what to call it, but let's just say muted. Maybe I've worn them out with all my changing or fluid identities over the years. Or maybe they're waiting to see if this is just a phase. I don't really know. But that's been it so far. So who knows what my 50s will bring. So that's a little bit about my story of coming out. And thanks for listening. I can show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be. You could be my luck. Even if the sky is falling down, I know that we'll be safe and sound. I can feel your cup. I'm not going to do that.